Welcome to this broadcast of an OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 539,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome to Heater Newman Gymnasium. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Romco Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. And Grants Pass Broadcasting is certainly proud to bring you this On Point Community Credit Union 6A Girls Basketball State Championship contest tonight. Here, the first round for the Lady Cavers, as they're ranked 14th in the state, I think, taking on the 19th Barlow Bruins there in town tonight. So that's where we stand right now. People are beginning to come into the gym. We know it's an early start tonight. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 o'clock, and we'll have more for you right after this word from our good friends at Romco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
A sparse crowd here, but you can hear the band is in pretty good shape as people continue to get off work and make their way to Heater Newman Gym. If you've not experienced playoff basketball, the intensity level rises, and we expect that to be pretty evident here at Heater Newman Gym tonight. Now, about this time last night at Beaverton in the boys' game, the gym was just about this empty. But by the time the tip-off occurred, it was almost full. So come on down, Heater Newman Gym. That's the scene here, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned from head coach Scott Wakefield right after this Lady Caver timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things, or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Time now for a word with head coach Scott Wakefield, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a great season to get you right here to the playoffs. Any reflections?
Thanks. First off, thank you, Chuck. Just been an awesome group of kids. I can't say enough about the people that they are. Yes, it's basketball, but, you know, we got really good kids, and it makes it a lot of fun when you got good kids and they're good players. So it's been a fun season.
All right. What's your team's strength coming into the playoffs right now?
You know, I think we're a really good defensive team. We're able to throw lots of different defensive looks at our opponents, got a couple really good players, you know, and the Anderson kid seems to be pretty good. I'd say those are our strengths.
All right, so you've got defensive players, a good team, and a scorer in Brooke Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How has this team developed over the year from December to now?
Well, you know, Chuck, it was pretty heart-wrenching last year when we played that last game against West Salem for a chance to go to the Child Center. and lost by 4 points. And so, you know, we were determined to challenge ourselves early on. And we played some really difficult games in the preseason, and I think that caused us to grow quite a bit. And so, you know, when you're on the road a lot and you're playing those games and you have to work through some of those things, you know, I think the place that we're at right now is we're pretty battle tested, and you know, hopefully that shows tonight.
Bill, you should be battle tested. You're playing in maybe one of the toughest conferences for girls basketball at the 6A level in the state, with number one South Medford, Willamette up there in the top five. You're ranked 14th by the OSAA, but the coaches say you're ninth in the state. How accurate are those polls?
Well, I think they're very accurate. You know, South Medford, Willamette are big dogs in the state, not just the conference, but they're, you know, you look at them and how they've played all year long. You know, our ranking at 14, obviously we wanted it to be higher than that coming into the season, but felt like we needed to have that battle-tested schedule. And so, you know, that put us at 14. You know, I do feel that we're probably somewhere around that 9 range, whether that is 9, 10, or 8, or whatever, you know. You know, playoffs, man, you got to walk through the door. None of them matter now.
Those rankings, once that ball goes up in the air, it's anybody's basketball game. All right, we'll talk about your opponents here when we come back right after this word from a good friend of ours.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
All right, Coach, it's playoff time. You've got a home game tonight against Barlow Bruins. What do we know about this team?
Man, you know, they're long. They got some big kids. Number 20 for them is really, really a good player. And their guards are super aggressive and scrappy and play really tough-nosed defense. So it's going to be a battle, you know. The part that I'm happy about is, you know, going back to that conference talk, they don't have a ton of tough opponents in that conference.
You played two of the top five 4 times,
right? and other than that, they don't have that you know, challenge night in, night out like we do. So anyways, I hope that bodes well for us. But yeah, you know, you're going to see a man-to-man defense. And they, like I said, they're scrappy. They're going to come at us. So,
all right, with that man-to-man defense, you've still got to put the points through the hoop. Mm-hmm. All right. Obviously, Brooke Anderson is your focus. Probably there's two defensively. What kind of game do we expect to see tonight?
Well, you know, night in, night out, like to count on what Brooke brings to the table. But when we're really special, it's when Brooklyn scores 10 to 15, Mia scores 10 to 15, Kleiner scores 10 to 15, Brandis scores, you know, 10 points or what. I mean, that's when we're really on, because then teams can't just focus on Brooke. They can't just take her away. They have to play us honest. And so, you know, that's the hope tonight, that we have a fast start and we get out and share the ball.
How about tempo tonight? What do you expect?
Yeah, I'd love for us to play a fast up-tempo game and get out and run. You know, our 1 through 5, no matter who gets it, we say go. You know, you're the point guard, and everybody else run with them. So we want to get out and run. We want to have some tempo. Defensively, we'll do some things to see where they're at. You know, if we need to zone them, we'll zone them. If we feel like man is, you know, we can get away with without getting in foul trouble, that's a good thing as well. So,
all right, do you expect them to run with you if you want to run?
I think we're in better shape. That's my take on it. But But, you know, things this time of year tend to add a little adrenaline and the ability to maybe get out and run and do some of those things a little bit better. So, I mean, I think that, you know, Barlow's a little bit scary in the fact that they have good players and they do some really good things. He's a heck of a coach and gets the most out of his teams. And so, we have to play well.
And it's the playoffs. There's no question about that. Now, about every third word out of your mouth has been defense, defense, defense.
Yes.
All right. You mentioned they're number 20. Any special defensive assignment for her?
Well, like I said, we're going to keep them guessing on whether we're in man or zone. Mia Thompson has been a fantastic defender for us all year long. So she's going to start out Gardner, and that'll allow Brooklyn to come over and help and do some things to disrupt her. So we'll double team her at times and try to force the ball out of her hands and, you know, make a couple of the other kids beat us.
All right. Well, Coach, best of luck to you tonight.
Thank you.
Hope this is the first step towards the Child Center.
Yes.
To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this one-minute Lady Caver timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all: doors, lumber, windows, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That's Farmers Building Supply. Also, grab your friends and neighbors and come on out to Heater Newman Gym. It's playoff basketball time. Lady Cavers hosting the Lady Bruins out of Barlow High School tonight. We're about 7 minutes away from getting that underway. Starters tonight for the Grants Pass, Lady Cavers. And if I say caveman tonight, please forgive me. Brooke Anderson will get the start. A 5'6 senior wearing number 2, the leading scorer. Last numbers I saw on her was an average well over 20 points per game. Brooklyn Wakefield, a 5'10 senior, also capable of scoring, wears number 14. A 5'9 junior wearing number 3, Mia Thompson. You heard head coach Wakefield talk about her defensive powers. 5'9 junior, also a 5'9 junior wearing 0 is Callie Brandis. Callie Brandis, a defender, a great rebounder that we've seen, and is capable of scoring also in double figures. And then it'll be Lauren Robinson, a 5'7 seniors. All that can change before the opening tip at game time, but that's what we suspect right now. We'll talk about the Barlow Bruins when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
The Barlow Bruins, pretty much unknown to us. However, you did hear the coach mention number 20. That's Rachel Jones. She's a 6-foot junior, wears number 20, and is capable of scoring. She does look long and talented and athletic on the floor as we see them going through warm-ups right now. Most of them still have their warm-ups on, so we've not been able to pick up numbers. But we suspect all there will be Addie Knight, a 6'2 junior, wearing number 12, a 6'1 senior. Leslie Rasmussen, wearing number 15. A 5'8 junior, Lizzie Weber, wearing number 24, and a 5'7 senior, Kylie Ehrig, wearing number 5. That's what we suspect tonight. We'll see as we get the introduction of players coming momentarily right here on KAJO. That's the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Keys to tonight's game coming right after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
As a title sponsor of the USAA State Championships, On Point does everything you can to help the team and the community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by the NCUA and equal housing opportunity. Welcome back once again to Heater Newman Gym as the crowd continues to grow here at Heater Newman. Still got space for you if you want to come on out. It's playoff basketball time here. Now, let's talk about the keys to tonight's game, courtesy of Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Every word, well, to quote me, it was about every third word out of the head coach Wakefield's mouth was about defense. So it's going to be defense for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. Add defense to go along with rebounding if they want to run. We know they have good rebounders, but this Barlow team might be a little taller, so we'll see how they react to that situation and if they want to run with the Lady Cavers. If the Lady Cavers can run, we'll try to get this game over with early. And defense on both sides will be the key, always is. And we'll be back with more right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
It's playoff time, and that means adrenaline is pumping high and hard, and the focus is going to be intense on the floor tonight. But what does that adrenaline do, and how much anticipation are these girls going through right now to get ready for this contest tonight? And if you can control those emotions and focus them, you'll be in fine shape. Are the Cavers at home ready for this? Well, I assume they are. They're a playoff experience team. We're unsure of the Barlow Bruins, but if the Lady Cavers can put together the focus that we've seen them, they certainly have the talent. So we're a couple of minutes away from getting this one underway. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H9. Brought you the keys to tonight's game. Tip-off coming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Stay connected to your favorite team with the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings for all teams and leagues across the state. Access OSAA state championship programs. Read the latest prep news and information. Search OSAA Live in the App Store or on Google Play to download today. Welcome back to Heater Newman Gym. Chuck Benson along with E. Benson here, going to bring you all of the action tonight as it's playoff basketball time here at Heater Newman Gym. Lady Cavers hosting the Lady Bruins out of Barlow High School. Of course, the band here is in pretty good shape tonight, sounding very good, and fans continue to file in with this early start. That seems to be the key across all of the regional games that we've been able to follow so far. So the warm-up clock about ready to expire. Both teams are on their feet right now. The rally squad is coming across the timeline right at center court. Home fans are coming to the feet, as we will too, getting ready for tonight's contest. There'll be a brief announcement. The PA will take over and urge sportsmanship throughout the arena. And, of course, we've got the national anthem. And, of course, that's the fight song that you hear streaming up in the background. It's playoff basketball time. Hey, officials are here. They have control of the court and the basketball at hand. There's the buzzer. saying the warm-up clock has expired. Let's listen to the PA announcer. That's Athletic Director Clay Roundsville. Once again, it's the Barlow Bruins here, the Lady Bruins here against the Lady Cavers. Been asked a lot about the boys' game last night, a couple about the technicals. The first technical was assessed during the warm-ups early. One of the cavemen tried a dunk and hung on the rim. That's a technical. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Attention DIY champions, right now is a great time to launch your home improvement projects, and Diamond Home Improvement is by your side. Prep your yard for spring, spruce up your indoor spaces with new flooring, or start the bathroom transformation you'll never regret. Diamond Home Improvement's quality supplies and expert advice will make your goals a reality. Have some projects that can't be put off? Visit us in-store or online to find out more about a professional installation. Your vision is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Just completed the playing of the national anthem and getting ready to introduce, first of all, the Lady Bruins out of Barlow High School. That's the sportsmanship announcement being purveyed by Athletic Director Clay Roundsville. Now the starting five for the Barlow Bruins. Here we go. Number five, Kylie Ehrig. She is a 5'7 senior. Wearing a number 12 is Addie Knight, a 6'2 junior. Number 15 being introduced, that's Leslie Rasmussen, a 6'1 senior. Number 20, Jones, Rachel Jones. We'll hear her name a lot tonight. And number 24 being introduced, that's Lizzie Weber. So we were accurate in our educated guess here before the starting five for the Lady Bruins. Please forgive us if the nomenclature changes once or twice tonight, folks. Being introduced right now, zero for Grants Pass. That's Callie Grandis, a 5'9 junior. And number two, a 5'6 senior, Brooke Anderson. Watch for her shot. It's a sweet one. And a 5'9 junior. Wearing number three, this is Mia Thompson. Mia runs out. This bumps the officials and the opposing coach. And number five being introduced, that's Lauren Robinson, 5'7 senior. And finally, number 14, 5'10 senior, that's Brooklyn Wakefield. So we've got the primary players on the floor right now. Getting close to getting this one underway. You're listening to Lady Caver Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon, AM 1270, 99.7 on the FM band, and all around the world on KAJO.com. And the crowd continues to grow here. Pretty good student body on hand right now. And more coming in. It's a school night, folks, but we should be out of here fairly early, probably before 8 o'clock tonight. Two teams squared off against each other right now. It looks like Callie Brandis will jump center against Jones. Is that, I believe it's Jones, has moved into the center circle here. Check that. That's Addie Knight. She is a 6'1 senior. And the shot is up and controlled into the forecourt quickly to the Bruins' right-hand side to Jones. Jones out front gets the ball out to the center circle. Ball in the hands of the point guard right now. Lady Cavers open up in a zone defense, a 2-1-2 right now. Ball right inside in the hands of Weber, 24, corner right-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. It's off, no good. Ball tipped way out front. There's a scramble for it. Loose basketball finally controlled by Jones. Gives it right back quickly to Erig. Erig left-hand side. Shot is up for her. Oh, from three-point range. Off, no good. Rebound Bruins. They put it back up and in. That's Rasmussen with the first 2 points in the basketball game. Here come the Lady Cavers with the ball in Anderson's hand. Left-hand side on the wing. Looking out front. Ball comes out to Brandis. Right-hand side quickly to Robinson. Robinson back out front to Anderson. Anderson drives down the left-hand side. Floats one up. Draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line, shooting a couple. So the Cavemen go attacking the basket, and the foul called on... Lizzie Weber will pick up the first infraction of the basketball game. And at the free throw line is Brooke Anderson. First shot is up. Good. 2-1. Bruins still lead the Cavers. One more shot coming for Brooke. Shot is up. Good. Nothing but net both times. We're tied at two. Inbounds play for the Bruins against full court pressure. That zone spread out into the backcourt. Inbounds Cave finally gets to Jones. Back right-hand side still in the backcourt. Over to Weber. Top of the key. Left-hand side in the corner. Ball goes to 15. That's Rasmussen. Shoveled out front quickly to Jones. Jones right-hand side on the wing. Lady drives to the corner there. Gets it out high post. Ball flipped out front. Deflected and picked up by Anderson out front. It's a two-on-one break. Anderson flips the ball left-hand side. Shot is up and good. For number five, Erig. And the Cavemen up by 2-4-2. So the Cavemen wanted to run, and there's first points out of transition. Jones left-hand side for the Bruins out front. Gives the ball right-hand side, top of the key, then onto the wing, right-hand side, shovels onto the wing. Pulls the ball back down, goes in the corner, right-hand side on the baseline to the post, breaking down for the top of the key, off no good. Rebound being fought for. Taken out of Wakefield's hands and out of bounds. It's going to be Bruins basketball, I believe, off of... Anderson trying to retrieve it. Making the inbounds play, it's Thompson for the Lady Cavers. Gets the ball to Anderson. Anderson walks it down, and let's see what the Bruins throw up here. It's like a more of a man-to-man defense. Right-hand side stolen away. Loose basketball rolls into the backcourt and picked up by the Lady Cavers. Gets the ball right back to Anderson. She's on the attack, top of the key right now. Wants to drive, splits the defenders, goes up with a shot off, no good, out of bounds, but it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Number five got in her way. That's Erig. So making the inbounds play for Grants Pass. Ball going to come down low. Loose basketball, but picked up quickly, though, by Robinson. She stripped of the basketball. Ball right-hand side to the Bruins now. Into the forecourt quickly. Erig with the basketball out front. Ball comes to Weber, left-hand side, back out to Erig. Right-hand side to Jones for three, off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound right into the hands of Anderson, and the Lady Cavers come back down, leading by two, wanting some more. Ball goes left-hand side on the wing. Then to Brandis, driving the baseline, shot is up, off, no good. Board falls into the hands of the Lady Bruins. Erig brings it back down, crosses the center court, right at the middle. Ball comes out front, top of the key to Jones. Jones looks for a cutter down low, drives to the free throw line, flips the ball on the wing right-hand side, back out front, top of the key, quickly to number 12, Knight, and a traveling call on Jones, and the Cavers get the ball right back almost at the half, well, about halfway between the end line and the timeline in the backcourt. Anderson has the basketball, hit it into the forecourt, crosses right at the center, the big white GP circle there, ball left-hand side now in the hands of... That Wakefield ball goes right-hand side again to Anderson in the corner. Anderson back out front quickly to Thompson. Right-hand side on the drive quickly. Shot is up, off, no good. On the drive, it was Thompson. Foul called. This will go against number 15, Rasmussen. Rasmussen will pick up her first and going to the free throw line for Grants Pass. Mia Thompson, her first trip there. Shot is up and good. One more shot coming from Mia. This one's up and hits the back of the iron and off. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Jones for the Bruins. Drops the ball right back to Eric. Eric bothered in the backcourt. They throw over the attempt. Ball stolen away. Picked off by Thompson. Thompson in the backcourt gives the ball up to Anderson. Anderson on the drive. Top of the key. Pulls up. Three on the way. And it's good. That's just a two. Just a two. Looked like a three. Ball right-hand side on the drive. Bruins go. Ball stolen away by Anderson again. They flip the ball left-hand side quickly to Brandis. Brandis back to Anderson. In the backcourt, the Lady Cavers lead by five right now, 7-2. Anderson in the forecourt, left front court, comes right-hand side to Brandis. Brandis with the basketball on the cut. Ball goes down low to Wakefield. Shot is up, off, no good. Board cleared and flipped to the right-hand side quickly to Eric. Eric double-teamed in the backcourt. Flips the ball over quickly and then gets it right back. Eric into the forecourt for the Lady Bruins, and they reset against the Grants Pass zone. Ball out front, feet at high post, deflected by the Cavers and picked up again by Grants Pass. Ball comes out quickly to Anderson. Anderson in the forecourt, top of the key. Head fakes, drives, lays one up off glass, won't go. Rebound finally taken down by Wakefield, who puts it back up and in. And Wakefield gets two. Caveman lead it by seven here early, 9-2. We'll be back with more right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. When play is resumed, it's going to be Bruins basketball inbounds in the end line, far into the floor. They're going right to left across your radio dial here from the north end of the gym towards the south end, towards A Street. Just to get that visual in your mind there. Full court pressure by the Grants Pass Caveman. Looks like it's man-to-man now. Inbounds play goes to the right-hand side. Eric brings it down the sideline right. Goes right to the wing. Surrounded there by Thompson. Gets the ball out front and a whistle. Stepped over the line, tried to get the ball inbounds. The Lady Cavers have it right back. Thompson will bring the ball inbounds quickly to Anderson. Anderson heads down the floor, crosses the timeline out front between the circles now. Moves the right-hand side, back out front to Thompson, left-hand side to Wakefield. Check that. That's Brandis out front, top of the key. Right-hand side to Kleiner. Kleiner is into the basketball in the game now, left-hand side. Ball down low to Anderson. Anderson attacks along the baseline. Floats one up that's in and out. Won't go. Brandis rebounds. Lays it up and in. Brandis gets her first two tonight. The Caveman lead by nine. 11-2. And the backcourt. Ball passed ahead. Almost lost but controlled by Eric. Flips it right back out front to number 24, Weber. Weber with the basketball. Gives it right back to Eric. Looking for a high post. Ball goes to Rasmussen. 15 on the right-hand side. And high post then quickly to number 3, Hopkins. And lost the ball out of bounds. Still going to be Bruins basketball inbounds from the end line. I think Brandis got a hand on that one and slapped it away. They put a box around the key, then go into their shuffle, and the ball comes way out front quickly to number 13, Hopkins. Back out front, right-hand side, left to number 3. That's Williams. Out front, ball lobbed right-hand side, slapped away out of bounds. By the Cavers, I think that was Thompson got a hand on it. It was. So the Caveman camping out in the passing lanes of the Bruins so far, leading by nine here early. Long three-point shot attempts hit off the back of the iron, no good. Board cleared by Brandis. They give the ball right back to Anderson. Anderson walks it down, slows it down in the backcourt, getting some instructions from Coach Wakefield. Between the circles now, they hand the ball off quickly to number 14, that's Wakefield. Puts up a three-point attempt that's well short. Saved by the Lady Cavers, though. Ball left-hand side to Thompson. Thompson gives it in the lane to Brandis. Brandis floats one up. It's a little short. Ball controlled this time by the Bruins. Bruins come right back on the run. This time not Eric ringing it down, but they'll go to Eric right-hand side. She'll launch the three, and it's good. So she has all five of the Lady Bruins points right now. Out front with the basketball, it's Brooke Anderson still getting some instructions from Coach Wakefield. They give the ball up front then to Wakefield, back into the paint. Thompson tries to work it down. Ball high in the air, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Check that. It's going to be Bruin basketball. And they're making some changes, too. Their lead player, number 20, has been on the bench for a moment or two, so she is back in right now. She makes the inbounds play to Eric. Right back to Jones, to Eric. Still in the backcourt, back to Jones. Jones across the timeline, left front court. Between the circles now. Keeps the dribble alive, then it's terminated after some defensive pressure by Lady Cavers. Loose basketball being challenged at the free throw line. Stripped. Wakefield has a hand on it. The whistle stopped the action. Somebody fouled, and I'm not sure who it was. It could go either way. One of those scrambles going to be against the Lady Bruins. So Marley Williams will pick up her first infraction of the basketball game. Third team foul on the Bruins. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes to Anderson across the timeline quickly. Ball left-hand side quickly to Thompson. Thompson with the basketball. Head fakes, drives, goes all the way to the baseline. Lost the ball out of bounds. Just began to run into traffic. Lost the dribble. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Bruins ball inbounds. Again, the pressure spread into the backcourt right now. Inbounds play comes in the backcourt quickly to 15 Rasmussen. Right back to Jones. Jones across the timeline right at the center of the court. Goes right-hand side on the wing, on the drive, man, top of the key. Goes left-hand side quickly to Hopkins. Hopkins out front, gives it off to number three. Right-hand side, puts up a 15-footer. That's deflected by Brandis, picked up by Brandis. They give it up to Anderson, and the Lady Cavers come right back looking for more. Final 30 seconds on the clock here in the first period. Cavemen up 11-5 by six right now. Anderson with the shot clock turned off, 19 seconds on the clock here. Right front court, man-to-man pressure by the Lady Bruins right now. 12 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. Gets a pick from Thompson. Comes down the wing right-hand side. Then launches off the backboard. Off no good. Rebound contested. And that's the way it will end on the floor. A jump ball with 2 seconds left here in the first period. On the alternate possession rule, it will go to the Lady Cavers. So this is one of those catch-and-shoot situations where the Lady Cavers put a shoulder-to-shoulder screen down low. They'll break out of that, and whistle stops the action before they can even put the ball close to play, not even close to 5 seconds. So Rachel Jones will pick up her first of the basketball game. Fourth team foul on the Lady Bruins. Inbounds play from Anderson to Wakefield. Out front, top of the key. Shot on the way at the buzzer. Just off by number four. That's Kleiner for Grants Pass. At the end of the first period, it's 11-5. Grants Pass leading Barlow. We'll be back with the second period after this one-minute caveman timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, everyone. I need to tell you that that first quarter was brought to you by our very good friends at Moser Paving. You can call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Jay Moser out there, been a longtime sponsor. They are up Caveman Sports here. And the second quarter brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement, right at the north end of town at the top of 7th Street. Lady Cavers on the floor. Here come the Bruins back out, trailing by six with a fresh 8 minutes here to start the second period on the scoreboard. Barlow basketball inbounds from the half-court mark. And ball in the backcourt goes to Eric. Eric guarded by Kleiner. Brings the ball back left-hand side. On the wing, the ball goes to Jones. Jones looks to get to the baseline. Double-teamed on the right-hand side. Ball comes down low to Rasmussen. Top of the key. Eric shot is off the back of the air and off. No good. Rebound right into the hands quickly of Kleiner. Kleiner's outlet goes to Anderson, right-hand side. Then to Thompson. Thompson drives, misses shot, is controlled, though. The rebound comes down into the hands of Arenas, A-R-E-N-O-S. And a foul called on the Lady Cavers in the rebounding action. Brandis will pick up her first. Bruins will get the ball inbounds, still against full court pressure by the Lady Cavers. Inbounds play comes to Eric, right back to Jones. Jones brings it down across the timeline, left front court. Gives the ball right back to Erick and goes down to the wing post on the right-hand side. They hand the ball off to her. Thompson with her, just stride for stride. Gives the ball in high post, in quickly, right back to Jones, left-hand side. Jones on the wing, and a traveling call on Jones. Turns the ball right back over, and that's been the Achilles heel here in the early going for the Lady Bruins. Lots of turnovers for the Bruins so far. We're counting about 10. 11-5, the score, Grants Pass by 6. Inbounds play in the backcourt. That's Thompson to Anderson for Grants Pass. Into the forecourt quickly for the Lady Cavers. Between the circles now, gives the ball up left-hand side to Wakefield. Wakefield drives, hands the ball off to Anderson. Loose footing to the free throw line. Stutter steps, comes, finds a lane, lays one up. That's good. And Anderson picks up her sixth point of the basketball game. It's 13-5, Grants Pass. In the backcourt, the ball comes to Jones. Jones left front court. Slides the ball up quickly to number 13, Hopkins. Hopkins back out front to Jones. Jones top of the key, drives to the right-hand side, tries to back down. Ball comes in high post, in quickly to Rasmussen. Rasmussen drives, draws a triple team down low, loose basketball. Picked up by Brandis, gives the ball up quickly to Thompson. Thompson through traffic and was double teamed in the backcourt, loose basketball. Chases it all the way down, almost to in front of the basket where she was fouled. I don't think there'll be shots, but it should be Lady Cavers' ball inbounds. Foul called on Hopkins. That'll be the first team foul on the Bruins here in the second period. Inbounds play from the end line for the Lady Cavers. Thompson makes the play as they go into that shuffle. Ball comes on the wing, right-hand side. Anderson launches a three. That's good. 9 points for Anderson so far, 16-5. Lady Cavers on top of the Bruins right now. And timeout has been called by the Bruins. 16-5 the score, 6:13 on the scoreboard. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you, because Toyota's got 22 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the resilient RAV4 to the majestic Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on manufacturer's website as of 11/21/23.
You know, speaking of Toyota, Deer style, efficiency, performance, hey, glad we're all on the same team. This season, every season, let's keep huddling it up and going for it. Toyota, let's go places. 16-5, Grants Pass leading the Barlow Bruins right now. Bruins ball inbounds in the backcourt. Comes to the sidelines to number 13, Hopkins. We'll work the point here for a moment or two. Check that. That's number 24. At the basketball, it's Weber. Weber gives the ball out to Jones between the circles now. Jones top of the key, backs away from the defense. They try to feed it high post to Rasmussen. Rasmussen double team. Wakefield got a hand on it. Her pass was stolen away by Anderson, who lays one up and in. Anderson right now with 11 points in the basketball game, and it's 18-5. Lady Cavers trying to take control here in the second period on the drive right-hand side. Lady goes all the way to the corner, then back out on the wing to Rasmussen. Left-hand side to Hopkins. Hopkins drives, comes down the paint, and I think it's going to be an offensive foul. That's the call. So Hopkins will pick up her second infraction, and both in this period, second team foul on the Lady Bruins. Inbounds play in the backcourt coming from Thompson to Anderson. And it gets against full court pressure. They get the ball in easily. The pressure then forms, and Anderson drives right by it, right-hand side. Looks like a box on shot is up and good, floating to the right-hand side. And this is Brandis. Brandis picking up the shot. That's her fourth point of the basketball game. Sliding on the right-hand side. The Lady Bruins out front with the basketball. They give the ball up to Weber. Weber, top of the key, gives it to Jones. Jones off to Erick. Erick drives right-hand side. Drops the ball off quickly to Rasmussen. Puts her head down. Tries to drive. Goes in the corner. Shot for three is up. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Wakefield rebounds for the Cavers. Outlet comes to Anderson. Anderson lead pass down the left-hand side. Gets the ball in quickly to Kleiner. Back right-hand side, down low, all alone. Anderson left all alone, lays one up and in. And the Cavemen trying to create some dominance here. 13 points for Anderson here. It's 22-5. 4:40 to play here. We're in the second period. Erick backs into the forecourt now. Hands the ball off and a foul call probably on, I think Anderson will see. No, number four. That goes against Kleiner. So Kleiner will pick up her first infraction of the basketball game. Two fouls on the Lady Cavers here in this period. Each team has two. It's going to be Bruins basketball inbounds from the sidelines about halfway down. And the ball comes in quickly to number one, Chamon. Ball out front quickly to Weber. Weber drives right-hand side, tries to go all the way into the corner. Double team there. Lost the basketball, almost handed it to Wakefield. Wakefield and then hands it to Anderson. And Anderson in the backcourt avoids traffic. Flips the ball right-hand side to Brandis. Brandis head fakes. Flips the ball right-hand side to Kleiner. Out front left-hand side. Shot on the way for three, and that one's good for the Lady Cavers. Wakefield. So Wakefield has five in the basketball game right now, and it's a 20-point lead, 25-20. 4 minutes to play. Ball out front. And the hands of Erig. Erig feeds it high post right-hand side. Hands the ball off, and Erig trying to drive by. Lose the ball in the corner. There's a dive for it. I think the Lady Cavers have it. It's almost like a recovered fumble. A quick timeout called by Wakefield, and timeout on the floor. I look at the scoreboard. 3:52 to play here in the first half. Ladies and gentlemen, it's playoff basketball time here. Let's tell you about the OSA's going digital with Hometown Ticketing, the official ticketing partner of the OSA. Access tickets for all first round through the state championship finals via the OSAA website or the OSAA live app. Order your tickets in advance and present your digital ticket at the game or at the gate. It's convenient, paperless, and easy to use. Visit osaa.org/tickets. Right back to action here. Once again, second period brought to you by our good friends at Diamond Home Improvement. Vanna Canoe Johnson into the game for the Lady Cavers now. It's Johnson and bounce play to Anderson. Still on the floor is Brandis and Wakefield. Long pass down right-hand side to Brandis. Brandis on the baseline feeds it to Wakefield just in front of the bucket. She puts it up and in. And Wakefield now has seven in the basketball game. It's 27-5. Lady Cavers exercising defense right now. On the left-hand side, Erig with the basketball. Trapped down low on the baseline. Flips the ball out front quickly to number 10. That's Heath with the basketball. Drives down the left-hand side. Stops there. Looks for help. Spins. Flips the ball back right-hand side. Shot is up. Off no good. Rebound cleared by Brandis this time. Outlet comes to Anderson, and the Lady Cavers come back looking for more. Ball left-hand side to Wakefield. Launches a second three. This one's off. No good. But the rebound collected in the corner by Turner. Shot is up. Off no good, and it's going to come out of bounds, I believe, off of Wakefield. It'll be Breland's ball inbounds from the inline, their end of the floor. Vannacanoe makes the inbounds play. Right-hand side to Brandis on the baseline. Kind of floats one up, off no good. Long rebound falls into the hands of the Bruins again. They'll bring it down the length of the court on the drive. Out front, it's Weber with the basketball. Hands it off right-hand side on the wing. Little head fake, and she comes back out front. Ball left-hand side quickly to Shimon. Gives the ball right back to Weber. Weber looking for someone down low. Back to some right-hand side on the wing. In the corner then to Johnson. Launches a three. It's off. No good. Rebound taken down by Wakefield. Protects the basketball. Hands it right back to Anderson. And Anderson comes back looking for more. 2.5 minutes left here in the first half. Caveman up 27-5. Ball on the give and go, tried to get to Anderson on the cut. It was deflected. Not the greatest pass in the world. Ball bumps right hand back into the Bruins' hands. Ball right hand side there. Here, Brandis comes out, almost gets the steal. Loose basketball falls to the right hand side. Shot is up for three from the right hand side. This one's well off, and the rebound chased down in the corner and finally controlled by the Lady Cavers. Robinson with the basketball. Slapped away out of bounds by the Bruins. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Thompson's been getting a little breather. She returns, and Brandis gets a little break in the action. 27-5, 2:04 showing on the clock. In the backcourt, the ball comes in to Anderson. Anderson takes, drives down the right-hand side. Pulls up on the wing right-hand side, looks for help. Gets a little pick from Vannecker Johnson. Ball left-hand side then. Back out front to Anderson. Anderson top of the key. A long three on the way, and it's good. That's her second three of the night. 16 points for the young lady. It's 30-5. Grants pass up by 25. Long pass down the right-hand side. They'll float one up. That is good. That's Rasmussen with her second field goal. She's got four in the basketball game. In the backcourt, Anderson walks it down. It's 30-7. Grants pass in control here early, well, late in the first half. Ball out front to give the ball to Wakefield. Wakefield slides to the right-hand side, looks down low. Comes back left-hand side to Anderson. Anderson out front, top of the key, squares, shoots, and it just rolls off, no good. Rebound Johnson for the Bruins. Comes back on the run down the left-hand sideline. Can't get into the paint. Kicks it into the corner, left-hand side. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound the Lady Cavers and double-teamed underneath. They call a jump ball on the alternate possession rule. It'll go back to the Lady Cavers. Thompson will make the inbounds play. Token pressure in the backcourt. Turned up just a little bit. Inbound play, though, does get to Anderson easily. Anderson slides down the wing, left-hand side, in the left front court. Comes back right-hand side, through Wakefield's hands, out of bounds. 52 seconds left here in the first half. It's 30-7. Lady Cavers in control here in the first half. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Goes quickly to Ehrig. Ehrig stopped at the timeline, then continues the drive, hands the ball off out front, top of the key to Weber, down low to Ehrig. Pass letter just a little too far out of bounds. Going to be Grant's Pass basketball. Fatiku Johnson, great name, long name. I think we're going to call her Ariana. Pick up her first name there. In the backcourt, Anderson brings the ball down. Crosses the timeline, right front court. Just Ariana, back left-hand side to Anderson. Anderson, left-hand side on the wing. Looks, head fakes, drives, floats one up off glass. It's good. Had a great first step. 18 points in the first half with 20 seconds to play. Johnson in the backcourt. Their big scorer hasn't scored yet. Lead pass comes up to the high post. And that's Weber going to the right-hand side. That's Rasmussen. Check that. Back to Ehrig. Ehrig to Rasmussen, right-hand side. Rasmussen runs into Johnson. Shot is up, and that one's good. And that was a three-point shot by number five, Ehrig. That one was good. That'll be her second three of the night. A look at the scoreboard at the end of the first half of play. The Lady Cavers lead by 22, 32-10. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Just before we get into the first half stats, I want to remind you that On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OSAA State Championship. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 539,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by the NCUA, then an equal housing opportunity. That's what they offer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Let's run down what's happened so far in this basketball game. The Lady Cavers lead it 32-10 at the half. They led by 11-5 at the end of the first period and won the second period 21-5. So each period they've limited the Lady Bruins to just 5 points. Grants Pass scoring came on 13 field goals, 2 3-pointers. They are 3 of 4 from the free throw line. And the Barlow Bruins have 5 field goals, 2 3-pointers have yet to go to the charity stripe. 2 fouls against Grants Pass, 5 fouls against the Lady Bruins. In terms of rebounds, the Grants Pass Cavemen dominating there have doubled up the Bruins at 16-8. Lady Cavers hitting a phenomenal floor percentage, 54%. That's 13 of 24 compared to 4 of 17 for the Bruins. That's 23%. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass has committed 6 compared to 15 for the Lady Bruins. So we'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this 30-second Lady Caver timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things, or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it with low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, everyone. Listen, you want to stay in shape, be involved in a sport you love, and earn money in the process? Become an athletic official. There's a shortage of officials in Oregon, and they need you more than ever. Visit osa.org/officials for more information and to get registered. Lots of messages to share, and we certainly don't mind doing that. So if you're interested, by all means, do that. Let's take a look, first of all, now for the Lady Bruins. Not much to look at in terms of scoring. Leslie Rasmussen has 2 field goals, 4 points, and Kylie Ehrig has 3 field goals, 2 of them 3s. Count them all up. That's the 10 points on the scoreboard right now. Let's see. Coming off the bench, Kenzie Hopkins has 2 fouls. Rachel Jones has a foul, as does Leslie Rasmussen and Lizzie Weber and Marie Williams. So that's what we're looking at for the Barlow Bruins. It's that simple. For the Lady Cavers, we've seen Ariana Vanekanu-Johnson didn't figure to my scoring line. Kenzie Kleiner picked up a single foul. Lauren Robinson hasn't figured into my scoring line yet. Callie Brandis, 2 field goals, 4 points, and a single foul and some rebounds. Mia Thompson, 1 2-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. That's 3 points, no fouls, and some rebounds. Brooklyn Wakefield, 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, has 7 points, and no fouls. And Brooke Anderson, I'm going to need my calculator at high math to get this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 field goals, 2 threes, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Count her for 18 points in the first half. All right, that's our situation here. That's all the scoring we have, all the stats that we have. We'll come back and talk about more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic, specializing in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion and motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine on the Williams Highway. Lady Cavers have had things going pretty much the way head coach Scott Wakefield outlined for us in a pregame show. They wanted to press, they wanted to run, they wanted to get the ball out, they wanted to play defense. They've done all three of those things according to plan, and just coming out of the locker room right now as we speak. We have yet to see the Lady Bruins, but they're following the Cavers out right now. So that's our situation right now. The Cavers need to guard against one, a letdown, two, being lackadaisical and thinking you've got this game in the bench, because these Bruins have proven that they deserve to be here. They may be a little bit shell-shocked right now, but I'm sure that there's going to be a look in their eyes saying, we didn't come this way to get blown out this early. So we'll see what happens here in the second half. More after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back. Once again, let's see if the Cavemen continue to do what we've seen them to do. Mostly in a zone defense for the most part. They've changed it up a couple of times, but primarily it's been a zone defense, collapsing on anybody. It's getting close to the basket underneath, dominating the rebounding. So as long as they continue to do that, there shouldn't be much change in the score. Once again, the Cavemen up by 22 points, 32-10 here with a minute to play, with a minute left at halftime. We'll be back with the second half right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams coming back out on the floor here. I've just got time to tell you that OSA Today is your spot for all high school state championship coverage. From news, stories, coaches, polls, and more, get it all by visiting OSAA Today. Go to osa.org/today today. Back down to the floor here. When play is resumed, it'll be Bruins ball inbounds to begin the third period. And it goes into the backcourt quickly to Erig. Erig faces tough shoulder pressure by Anderson. Ball comes right-hand side to Weber. Goes up with a shot that is blocked by Brandis. Picked up quickly by Anderson. Anderson down the right-hand side. Controls the dribble on the wing. Drops it back out to Wakefield, top of the key. Launches a three from the right wing off. No good. Long rebound taken down by Weber for the Bruins. Gives the ball right back to Rasmussen. Right back to Weber on the drive. Here she comes into the forecourt. Hands the ball off to Johnson. Johnson goes left-hand side. Fakes left. Double-teamed there. Gives the ball over to Johnson on the wing. In the corner, left-hand side. Erig launches a three. It's off. No good. Rebound taken down by Anderson in perfect position to pick that one up. Comes right back through traffic. Lead pass up quickly to Thompson. Lays it up. Off. Just missed. Gets the rebound. Her shot is blocked, though. Picks it right back up. Gives the ball inside quickly to Wakefield. Top of the key. It's stripped and picked up by Weber. Coming back down. She'll stop between the circles and slow things down. Off to Rasmussen. She doesn't slow it down. She drives all the way. Lays it up and in. Anderson now has 6 points. She's got a two in each of the final periods, or in each of the periods. It's 32-12. Timeout has been called. A look at the scoreboard with 7 minutes to play here in the third. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Right back quickly. Lady Cavers on the attack, and a three buried from the top of the key by Thompson. So Thompson will pick up her three. That's her sixth point in the basketball game. 35-12 to score. Lady Cavers in control right now. Bruins hand the ball off to Jones, top of the key. Back left-hand side quickly to Weber. Weber with a basketball. Stops right-hand side. Goes again to Jones. Then down low. Ball being fronted and picked up finally by Thompson for the Lady Cavers. Cavers come back on the attack. Thompson out front. Moves to right-hand side. Pulls up at the free throw line. Jumper there. Off. No good. Rebound into the hands of the Bruins. They'll drop it right back quickly to Weber. Weber on the drive. Crosses the timeline. Lead pass up to Jones. Right-hand side. Jones moves to the left. Gives the ball up on the wing to Eric. Eric tries to drive through traffic. Puts a shot up. That is good. And she was fouled. So Eric found a way to score. That's her 10th point in the basketball game of their 14. She goes to the free throw line looking for one more. So Eric will get one shot. This is the first trip to the free throw line for any of the Bruins so far this evening. Two dribbles real quickly. Shot is up. Didn't take much time. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. And in a scramble for the rebound, another jump ball called. Wakefield being challenged underneath. She had a girl on each side of her, but the alternate possession rule puts the ball right back in the hands of the Cavers. Thompson gets the ball inbounds quickly up to Anderson. Anderson right-hand side. Lead pass inside to Wakefield. Right-hand side to Brandis, who puts it up and in. And Brandis gets her sixth point in the basketball game, 37-14. In the backcourt with the basketball, he took in pressure. Into the forecourt quickly for the Bruins. Ball out front to Weber now between the circles. Drives to the left-hand side. Ball deflected and retrieved before it goes into the backcourt. Rasmussen with the basketball. Fans thought that she dribbled it into the backcourt. No whistle. Ball right back to Anderson or to Rasmussen. Goes to the in-line. Kicks the ball back out front. Top of the key. Weber for three. Buries it. And Weber gets her first first field goal from beyond the arc. And it's 37-17. So the Bruins have found a way to score here in the third period. Ball right-hand side to Anderson. They feed it high post quickly to Wakefield. She's stripped of the basketball and coming back on the drive. Here comes Rasmussen all the way down. She'll be called for the travel. Defense that time by both Wakefield and Brandis made that one happen. 37-17. The Cavemen again by 20 over the Barlow Bruins. Inbounds play comes from Thompson. Thompson to Anderson. Anderson avoids
savings
a double team.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing.
Back down low. Shot out front, top of the key. Again, Wakefield for three and buries it. And Wakefield gets her second three of the night. She's got 10 points in the basketball game. It's 40-17. Jones out front with the basketball. Goes left-hand side. Stops. Is surrounded there by Thompson. Looks for help. Gets some help. Gives the ball off to Eric to the top of the key. She launches a shot there off the back of the iron. No good. Long rebound fought for and finally controlled by Wakefield. Hands it off to Anderson. Anderson avoids the traffic coming back down the floor between the circles. Right-hand side again to Wakefield for three again. 13 for the young lady. Points, that is. 43-17. That was about a 22-footer on the drive. Eric out front lost the basketball. Picked up in the corner, though, by Brandis. Gives it right back to Thompson. Thompson pushes the ball down the floor between the circles. Sees the lane. Gets right down the paint. Lays one up high off glass. Too hard. Rebounded by the Bruins, number 15. Gives it right back, though, to Weber. Weber in the backcourt. Lead pass up quickly to Jones. Jones tries to drive. Gets in the paint. And his foul going to the bucket. Well before the bucket, though. The foul called, I believe, on Thompson. So Thompson will pick up her first of the basketball game. Inbounds play for the Bruins. Robinson comes to the sidelines on the floor. We'll pick it up in a moment, too. Inbounds play comes right-hand side. Shot is up, off, no good. Board taken down again by Kleiner this time. Kleiner puts the ball on the floor for the Cavers. Hands it right back to Anderson. Anderson into the forecourt quickly. Between the circles, top of the key. Cuts the left-hand side on the wing. Still moving with the basketball. Shovels to Kleiner. Kleiner comes to the wing, left-hand side, and she launches a three. And it's good. A barrage of threes from the Lady Cavers. It's 46-17. 3:17 to play here. Third period on the drive into the forecourt. Bruins come down. They'll give the ball right-hand side to Earing. Earing gets a little pick, drives the right-hand side, but is surrounded by Brandis. Ball back out front quickly to number three. That's Williams. Williams drives left-hand side. Single pass shovel to the left-hand side on the wing. Ball out front, top of the key, right-hand side again to Williams. Looks for room on the baseline, draws a double team there, spins. Finally puts a shot up that is checked, and a whistle stops the action. And I'll just let the home fans tell you what they think of that call. So Brandis will pick up that infraction. That's her second of the night, 46-17 at the free throw line. Number three, Marie Williams. First trip there. Shot is up and good. One more shot coming for the young lady. One more. Good follow through. It's up and nothing but net. Two for two from the free throw line for Williams. Anderson brings the ball down for the Grants pass to Lady Cavers. 46-19, they lead right now. Ball left-hand side quickly to Kleiner. And the wing left-hand side to Brandis. Brandis looks down low, flips the ball out front, gets the ball inside to Wakefield. Wakefield spins, goes hard to the glass, gets a shot up. No good, but she was fouled and will go to the free throw line for a couple. Foul going to be assessed to number three, Williams. Williams will pick up her second, going to the free throw line again. Number 14 for the Lady Cavers. That's Brooklyn Thompson. Pardon me, Brooklyn Wakefield. Missed the first shot. One more coming. He's been bombing from three-point range. Shot is up and good. She was just too close. Had to get the range down. 47-19 the score. Lady Cavers out in front here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. And the backcourt. Kleiner guarding Earing all the way down, shoulder to shoulder. Ball handed off right-hand side. They tried to hand the ball off to Williams. Their communication was not good. Neither was their athleticism as it bounced off each other out of bounds. 47-19, and a little conversation between the officials, just making sure the call was correct, and the ball comes back to the Lady Cavers. Inbounds play from Thompson. Goes to Wakefield, pardon me, to Anderson. Anderson, right-hand side on the wing. Looked like she wanted a three, couldn't get it. Gets it right back to Wakefield. Wakefield drives in the paint. Underhanded layup is off, no good. Had a foul called after the shot, I think. That might be on Wakefield. No, it's not. It's on number 12, Addie Knight. Knight will pick up her first, and Wakefield will go to the free throw line. One for two tonight. Has 14 points in the basketball game. This shot is up and good. Now she has 15, two for three from the charity stripe. One, two, three threes. Second shot is up, and it's good. Three for four from the free throw line, 16 points. 49-19. That's the score here. Lady Cavers lead the Barlow Bruins now. In the backcourt, Earing spins, comes back to the right-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly. Ball goes right down low, whistle. Came and stripped the basketball, but I think they're going to commit a foul, too, probably on Wakefield. No, Kleiner. Kleiner will get the infraction. That'll be the second on her and the fourth team foul on the Lady Cavers here in the third period. Inbounds play for the Bruins coming from the inline. Earing will make the play. They've got a box around the key right now, and they go into their shuffle. Ball goes left-hand side into the corner. Three-point attempt is up, off, and no good. Rebound finally into the hands of Anderson. Lead pass out right-hand side to Vanekanu Johnson on the wing. Little stutter step. Holds the basketball, flips the ball back out front quickly to Kleiner. Kleiner moves to left-hand side. On the wing then, shot is up from Thompson from beyond the arc. It's off, no good. Rebound falls into the hands of number 12, Knight, for the Lady Bruins up left-hand side in the corner. Left-hand side, they'll tack along the baseline. That's number three, Williams. Will lob it out front, top of the key to Jones, right-hand side. Lady drives the baseline, kicks the ball way out front again. This one to Williams. Williams down low, sees a seam, comes all the way down, lays one up. That is good. Her first points of the basketball game. She's got four so far. 49-21 the score. 1:20 left to play here in the third. We'll be back right after this 30-second key man timeout.
Attention DIY champions, right now is a great time to launch your home improvement projects, and Diamond Home Improvement is by your side. Prep your yard for spring, spruce up your indoor spaces with new flooring, or start the bathroom transformation you'll never regret. Diamond Home Improvement's quality supplies and expert advice will make your goals a reality. Have some projects that can't be put off? Visit us in-store or online to find out more about a professional installation. Your vision is right at Diamond.
You know, you can purchase your official state championship merchandise at the OSAAstore.com with Rush Team Apparel, the exclusive merchandise partner of the OSAA. You have more options. Customize your gear with your school name, a student-athlete name, event decals. There's lots more. Nike products are also available. You can browse the selection of official state championship merchandise at the OSAAstore.com. Right back to action here. And bounce play in the backcourt for the Lady Cavers. Against full court pressure spread out in the backcourt, they go to Braddock Anderson. Back to Thompson, back to Anderson in the forecourt, right front court. Anderson drives to left-hand side, hands the ball off to Thompson. Thompson, right-hand side in the corner to Vanakadu Johnson. Head fakes, tries to get along the baseline. Gets into the paint, spins, muscles one up off glass, and it's good! So Vanakadu gets her first two of the basketball game. It's a 30-point lead for the Lady Cavers. With 55 seconds to play here in the third period. Ball out front, top of the key to Jones. Jones gives the ball off to Erig, left-hand side. 48 seconds, it's running. Ball right-hand side on the wing. Lady drives to the baseline, kicks the ball back out on the wing. Save there, they give it right back to Hopkins. Hopkins out front to Erig. And high post left-hand side. They give the ball to Williams, back out to Erig for three. Right-hand side, rattles it in and out, no good. Vanakuju Johnson corrals the basketball and hands it right back to Anderson. Anderson in the forecourt, right-hand side, taking your time. Now has room out front, right front court, 20 seconds. Of course, the shot clock is off. We'll wait and see what happens here. 16 seconds on the clock. Content to run some more seconds off the clock. Look for that last shot. 11 seconds on the clock. Now it's time to make things happen. She drives, comes all the way down, floats one up, and it's good. No whistle. So Anderson gets her first field goal in the third period. It's 53-21. That's the way the third period will end. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
What's stopping you from going to school and learning new things? Or buying an old car to make it new again? Do you dream about building a business, exploring new places, or even buying your very first home? Whatever you're trying to do, On Point Community Credit Union can help you do it. With low-interest loans, credit cards, business banking, and more. On Point. People are the point. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, everyone. Listen, I really need to tell you right now that the third period was brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank, who also bought you this big sign right here in front of us here. Third quarter brought to you by Evergreen Federal Bank, serving this area for over 87 years. They're community-minded. They invest in projects that benefit the schools and local nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose FDI. Choose Evergreen Federal, FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. And, of course, if you want a pizza, we recommend Abby's going to bring you the fourth period. Phone number to call, 541-476-2133. 541. Get a pencil, 476-2133. Call now. Get the pizza delivered by the end of the game. There you go. And a little false start to get things started. The buzzer stopped action right after they got the ball inbounds. It's going to be Bruins ball inbounds. Inbounds play. Comes to Erig out front. Stripped to the basketball by Wakefield. Came from behind her. Just took it away. Lead pass up to Anderson. Goes up with a shot off. No good. There's a scramble for it on the floor and a foul called. This one's going against Grant's pass, I believe. Check that. That was Robinson. Anderson will pick up that foul. Her first of the basketball game, first team foul on anybody in this period. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Bruins is complete. Anderson keeping everything honest in the backcourt as Hopkins brings the ball down court. Almost loses it at the timeline, picks it back up, flips the ball left-hand side quickly to Erig. Erig has the ball slapped away out of bounds and a foul called. This one's going against, again, number five for the Lady Cavers. That's Robinson. Robinson will pick up her first, second team foul of the fourth period. Barlow basketball lobbed into the backcourt against full court pressure. Anderson in the backcourt. Loose basketball almost on the floor. Saved brilliantly by the Bruins. Lost the dribble, though. They'll give the ball right-hand side. They need to get it across the timeline. Again, stripped of the basketball. Anderson with it. Turns, looks at the basket. Pulls up short. Puts up a five-footer that's off. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Kicks it out front to Brandis. Brandis lobs it back down low to Wakefield. Wakefield goes up hard with a shot. She's stripped of the basketball. Lead pass comes out to Williams. Williams out front. Gets by Kleiner. Drives all the way. Lays one up off. No good. Foul called. Two girls on the floor. One from each side. Let's make sure everybody is up and all right. Everyone is up and all right. Foul going to be called on the Lady Cavers this time. This one goes against Robinson. Robinson will pick up her second quickly. Second team foul and going to the free throw line again. It's Marie Williams. She's 2 for 2 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Both in the third period. Shot is up, hits the back of the iron, and balances, and then rolls off. She has 4 points in the basketball game so far. Didn't play early. Came on late in the second. Shot is up, and this one's off. 0 for 2. This time, rebound into the hands of number 5 for Lady Cavers, Robinson. Robinson brings the ball up to Anderson. Anderson into the forecourt, right-hand side. Double high post for the Lady Cavers. Long three attempt, off no good. Ball in the hands of Williams for the Bruins. The Bruins come back right-hand side on the wing. Williams looked, had a lane, didn't take it, though. Grips the ball right back to number 13, Hopkins. Hopkins back out front to Williams. Williams looks down low. Looking for a cutter, then drives the left-hand side. Keeps the dribble alive out front. Drives all the way down. Flips the ball into the corner. On the wing to Jones. Jones for three. Off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Brandis. Gives the ball right back to Anderson. And Anderson walks the ball down up to the timeline. 5:31 to play. 53-21. Lady Cavers in control. Ball goes right-hand side to Brandis. Back out to Wakefield. Top of the key. Wakefield slides right-hand side. Launches the three finally. Rims and out. No good. Long rebound comes out to Johnson for the Bruins. Johnson down the sideline. Left-hand side. Wakefield with her shoulder to shoulder. Stops her, brings it back out front, top of the key. She launches a three from there, and this one's good. Those are the first points of the night for Rachel Jones. 53-24, 5 minutes to play in the contest. Anderson brings the ball down across the timeline, left front court. Right-hand side, they give the ball up to Thompson. Thompson back to Brandis, left front court. Right-hand side to Wakefield. Wakefield back to Brandis, left-hand side. And the Lady Cavers throwing the ball around, right-hand side again to Her shot is up, and this one just rolls off no good. Ball out of bounds. It's going to be basketball. Pardon me. It's going to be Bruins basketball. Inbounds play coming from the end line. No pressure in the backcourt this time by the Lady Cavers. Pressure's forming at the timeline. They cross the timeline now. Erig drives left-hand side, feeds it high post quickly. Ball comes right-hand side again to Erig. She'll launch the three. That is off no good. Rebound controlled by Brandis. Lobs it right back to Anderson. Anderson through traffic. Looking for room. Gives the ball right-hand side to Wakefield, and she launches a three that's off no good. The follow by Brandis is up and good. And Brandis with 8 points in the basketball game. 55-24. Lady Cavers in charge. Bounce pass down low for the Bruins. Ball checked out of bounds, I believe. It was Wakefield. Oh, it's also fouled her. All right. So Wakefield will pick up her second. Fourth team foul this period. And going back to the free throw line, Mary Williams didn't start. It's become a factor. She is now 3 for 5 from the free throw line. That's her fifth point. She's a freshman. And the Lady Cavers clear their bench. 3:42 to play. They're leading by 30, 55-25. And the home fans come to their feet and applaud the Lady Cavers' effort here. So we'll try to pick up some names here because we know we've got a couple of even freshmen on the floor, I believe. One more shot for Williams. It's up and in and out. Wouldn't go. 3 for 6 from the free throw line. This board cleared by number 24. That's Taylor. Trailer. Vanna Canoe brings the ball down. Flips the ball left-hand side quickly. Shot is up from three-point range by Miser. Shot is back up by number 13, I believe, Cox. Cox will pick up her first two, 57-25. Williams out front, ball left-hand side. Three-point attempt by the Bruins, off, no good. Rebound put back up, and this one is good. By number 15, that's Rasmussen. She has 8 in the basketball game right now. Vanna Canoe Johnson going to make the inbounds play. Gives the ball back right-hand side quickly. Out to number 13. That's Cox. Cox, a freshman. Lead pass up to 24. That's Traylor, also a freshman. Vanacanu out front. An upperclassman. I'm not sure if senior or we'll double-check that. She is a senior. Number one checks in for the Bruins. That's Shamoon. Allison Shamoon. S-H-A-M-O-O-N. Last name is spelled. Inbounds play from the sideline for the Cavers. Goes in the corner, right-hand side. 2:38 on the clock. Tried to get inside. Ball stripped to the basketball. Picked up by the Bruins. They'll run in back on the left-hand side. Spinning out front. Comes to the back right-hand side. Flips into the corner, right-hand side. Again, Shamoon, top of the key, left-hand side. Back out front again. Head fake on the drive, top of the key. Ball goes right-hand side from Johnson. Down low to Shamoon. Shot is up, off, no good. Foul called, I believe, on number 24. That'll be Traylor. Let's double-check that. That is the call. So that'll be her first. Okalani Traylor, 5'9 freshman. Pardon me, check that. 5'9 junior. And Shamoon at the free throw line. First shot is up and off. No good. First trip to the charity stripe for the young lady. I don't have any other offensive marks on my score sheet for her. One more shot. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound. Traylor. Traylor gets the ball out right-hand side. Lady Cavers come back on the attack down the right-hand sideline on the wing. Lady Cavers leading by 30, 57-27. Inbounds play from the sidelines for the Lady Cavers. Getting the ball inbounds here. Less than 2 minutes on the clock. Ball comes down low. Stolen away by the Bruins. They give the ball right back to Jones. Jones, lead pass out right-hand side. Slapped away out of bounds by the Cavers, number 11. That's Willie. Samantha Willie. Inbounds play for the Bruins coming from the inline. Again, they'll put that box around the key. They'll go into their shuffle, lob the ball right-hand side to Shamoon on the baseline. Pulls into within 15 feet, goes up with a shot, and draws a foul, I believe, by Traylor again. That is the call. Oh, pardon me. This went against Fenneco Johnson. At the free throw line, Shamoon. Shot is up. Off. No good. 0 for 3. More substitutions coming in for the Bruins. At this stage of the season, the Bruins lose and they're done for the season. That's the way it is when you get to the postseason. Only one team goes home a winner at the end of this. Shot is up and this one's off. No good to 0 for 4 there. Rebound comes out of bounds off of the rebounding effort by the Bruins. It's Lady Cavers basketball inbounds. Got to pick up some names here for you. We're learning all of these as we go. Long pass comes in all the way to that Vanacadu Johnson. Lead pass left-hand side. Down low on the baseline. Tries to get the ball up, surrounded and tied up. A jump ball. And that was number 22 for the Lady Cavers. I don't have a 22. House pass comes right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor out front on the drive. Lady Cavers goes up with a shot. Out of bounds. Off. No good. Foul called. Somebody will go to the free throw line. And the foul called Abibon Williams. Check that. Joe Ivers gets the infraction. Shot is up and good this time at the free throw line for the Lady Cavers number 11. Samantha Willie. One more shot coming. It's up and good. Willie gets a couple. Inbounds play quickly in the backcourt. Bruins pushing the ball down. 33 seconds left to play here, folks. And we'll wrap this one up. Ball out front, left-hand side. As the Bruins look for a last shot. Shot clock is off. Ball out front, top of the key. Ball right-hand side quickly to the Bruins. Drives the baseline. Looks for help. Surrounded there. Lobs the ball left-hand side. There's a scramble for it. Another jump ball is called on the left-hand side. On the alternate possession rule. Clock continues to run. 12 seconds. 11 seconds. 10. 9. Ball out front to the Bruins. Top of the key. Look for a shot. They'll kick it right inside. A little underhanded shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Cavers, and they'll hold it at the buzzer. Final score, 59-27. We'll be back and recap it all for you, folks, right after this 2-minute caveman timeout.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you. Because Toyota's got 22 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. And that's more than any other auto brand. From the resilient RAV4 to the majestic Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the Corolla hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Based on manufacturer's websites as of 11/21/23.
Attention DIY champions. Right now is a great time to launch your home improvement projects, and Diamond Home Improvement is by your side. Prep your yard for spring, spruce up your indoor spaces with new flooring, or start the bathroom transformation you'll never regret. Diamond Home Improvement's quality supplies and expert advice will make your goals a reality. Have some projects that can't be put off? Visit us in-store or online to find out more about a professional installation. Your vision is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners come together to help your child achieve academic excellence. Personalized learning offers students a chance to learn while pursuing their passions. Parents have chosen Reach for a variety of reasons, but children enjoy it because their days are enriched with field trips, dance, sports, art, music, small group classes, and more. For a holistic approach to student learning where you as a parent has a voice, visit reach-school.org today. Your future is within reach.
Welcome back, everyone. Here, welcome Scott Wakefield, head coach of the Lady Cavers. Congratulations, coach. Almost a runaway there. Your comment on the game right now.
Well, I'm just super proud of the girls. You know, Chuck, we have a mantra that we say before every game in our keys of the game, and it's to be the hardest working team on the court, and that's my greatest sense of pride with these kids is that they just work so hard. And, you know, when you work hard, good things happen. And so I was proud of the girls' effort tonight, and they worked really hard.
You talked about getting the ball out in transition. That happened right. You talked about a good, tough defense. You let them 10 points in the first half, 5 at each of the first two quarters after that. Were you happy with your defensive efforts?
I was mad about the 5 points in the last minute 42 of the second quarter. But, you know, I mean that's just me.
You wanted the shutout, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did. You know, and that's just – it's so fun when the girls play with that effort and that energy. And defensively, you know, you heard me say in pregame that was going to be what we hung our hat on. And a lot of our defense led to good offense, or easier offense, I should say, because, you know, you're getting a steal and a layup rather than going against their pretty stingy defense themselves.
All right. Individual efforts, of course. Brooke always has a great night. And I had 7 different girls scoring tonight for you. Is that what you like to see?
Well, you know, another key of the game in pregame, I said we're our best team when it's not just Brooke. And so when Callie Brandis is chipping in, and when Kenzie Kleiner and Mia Thompson and you know, those girls, even Lauren Robertson had some buckets tonight, and I thought Brooklyn had a good game where she had some more scoring, and so super proud of that effort, super proud of the balance.
Would you have liked a tougher game tonight?
Boy, no.
All right.
No,
silly question, I guess.
You know, I guess the reason I say that, we've had our fair share of tough games. You know, a gritted out loss to South Medford where it's a 3-point game, a gritted out loss to Willamette where it's a 3-point game. And so, you know, super, super neat.
Rivers Edge Academy Charter School, a place where teachers, parents, and community partners.
Okay.
So super cool atmosphere. I was grateful for the community to come out and support us. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, we brought that energy, and the girls, you know, showed everybody how this girls team is, you know, and we're hardworking and we're fun to watch, and we get out and run, And so I was happy to showcase that and, you know, not have to, you know, pull the lack of my hair out any more than it already is. So,
well, it was a great atmosphere tonight. There's no doubt about it. And the gym, although not at capacity, really good crowd here tonight. I was asked several times early on, said because the gym was empty early. Within 15 minutes of game time. It's just an early start. Give the people time to get here.
Right.
And then they arrived. And they arrived in some significant numbers here. So Lady Caver's program certainly being noticed.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And, you know, it's been with a lot of hard work and, you know, pretty cool. This group of girls, you know, a lot of them, Chuck, I've coached them since the third, fourth grade, you know, and so it's pretty special, and you know, the connection that I got with these kiddos is pretty awesome, so I'm super proud of them.
What's their psyche like right now? I imagine there was a lot of excitement coming into this game. Was that a pro or a con, or it looked like they handled it all well?
Yeah, you know, I think we're more mature as a basketball team this year than in previous years, where stuff like that could rattle you. And, you know, I just don't think it does as much. And, you know, they showed that tonight. You know, our psyche is that, you know, we want a challenge to go to the child center. And we want to take every opportunity to get us there. And this was step one. And, you know, these girls have wanted that goal for a long time. And so hopefully on Saturday we can make that happen. You know, I know that's going to be a tough game. You know, a team that wins 21 games is no slouch. And so,
what, have you already heard who won that game?
I apologize. I would love for Ida B. Wells to win because we'd be back here on Saturday. But
we're assuming it's McMinnville.
Yes. I have not heard that final, but that is an assumption.
All right. So we expect to be on the road next Saturday night. What do you know about McMinnville? Have you already been scouting them? Or
Yeah. We've looked at them. We were at a tournament where they were at, and they got a really good post, and then another, you know, post size with guard skills. And so they'll be tough. They'll be really tough. You know, I think we're more battle tested than them. Their league is not as strong as ours. But you know, we're up for the challenge, and
they're ranked number 3 in the state.
Right.
They're seeded number 3.
Right. Right. And you know, that's for a reason. Like I said, you win 21 games, you're a good team no matter who your competition is.
So what's the plan between now and Saturday?
Well, you know, tomorrow we will break down film. You know, you saw my scouting report. We'll give that to the girls on McMinnville, and then we'll start prepping. You know, but this time of year, you know, a lot of shooting. You know, keeping the sword sharp, so to speak, and you know, the girls just getting their legs back. They're going to be a little gassed. You know, because they played hard. They played hard tonight, and so tomorrow we'll, you know, mainly be a little bit of a mental prep, and then you know, we'll put in about an hour and a half of practice, lots of shots, you know, getting better at some simple things that we need to fix from tonight. You know, some of our screens were sloppy and so on and so forth. And so, you know, and also seeing how teams are going to guard Brooke, where they throw two at her and all that stuff. You know, we got to continue to grow and get better in those areas. So
I was going to ask, and you started to allude to it there, the girls need to recoup a little bit. How much left in the tanks this time of the season? You've taken a lot out of these girls already. I know they're young, and they feel nothing, but it can show sometimes. Well, how are you going to handle that as a coach?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the handling of it was early on, Chuck. I mean, we have been in better shape than our opponents night in, night out, and that's because of the conditioning and you know, the hard work. You know, I mentioned Brooke. She hasn't lost a line in 4 years. I mean, the kid, it's really cool when your best players are also your hardest workers. And so when they work that hard, and then, you know, they can come out and, I mean, she didn't come off the court tonight. Brooklyn didn't come off the court tonight. You know, I mean, that takes some stamina, and so I do think that they have that in the tank, and they've built that, and so you know, obviously we'll do some maintenance, but you know, we're ready.
Okay, you went to your bench early tonight with over 2 minutes left here in the fourth period. Anybody earn some extra playing time tonight?
Yeah, you know, I thought that Vanuku Johnson did some good things. You know, Kinsey Kleiner is just always solid. I thought she played really good defense. You know, obviously you could tell number five is kind of their motor, their engine. And, you know, between Kenzie and Lauren, they just defended the heck out of her. And
they came in and really sparked the defense.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, if you control the head, the body will follow. And so, you know, I mean, I told you in pregame, number 20 is probably their best player.
Had 3 points tonight.
And the girls took that as a challenge because I said, hey, this girl thinks, you know, she's pretty good. And she's been their best player. And you know, to hold that kid to three, that's pretty awesome. So proud of our efforts, proud of the girls, you know, but our work's not done.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll go work with you, and we'll see you somewhere.
Hopefully home.
Hopefully at home next Saturday night.
I think that would that's a pretty big ask.
That would be a big ask because I think that's number 30 playing against number 3 is that situation. But we'll keep an eye on it.
Right.
Well, we said early on it's the playoffs, and once that ball goes up, it's anybody's basketball game.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate you being here, and you know, it means a lot to the girls too. So thank you, Chuck.
Pass our congratulations on to them and to all of you. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back. Time to recap the tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. The Grants Pass Lady Cavers won lead from the opening tip. Well, not from the opening tip off, but pretty close. Won the first period 11-5. Took the second period 21-5 to lead at the half 32-10. The third period, they won by 10 points, 21-11. To make it 53-21 and tied in the fourth period 6-6, 59-27, the final score for the Lady Cavers over the Barlow Bruins. The Cavers out-rebounded the Bruins 32-14 from the floor, 22-45 shooting for the Lady Cavers, 48%, 10 of 36 from the floor for 27% for the Bruins tonight. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass whistled or called for 11 turnovers versus 22 turnovers for the Bruins. The Bruins foul shooting from the free throw line 3 of 11. That's 27%. Lady Cavers 80%. That's 8 of 10. And we'll run down more for you. The individual numbers when we come back right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down some individual numbers for you. Leading scorer for the Barlow Bruins was a 5'7 senior, Kylie Ehrig. She had 10 points on 2 threes and 2 twos, missed a free throw. Nobody else was even close to double figures for the Bruins. For the Lady Cavers, Olani Traylor picked up a single foul. Kennelly Cox, 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. We saw Melody Meiser didn't pick into my scoring line. Samantha Wiley, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 2 points, and no fouls. Vanekanu Johnson, 1 2-point field goal, 2 points and a single foul. Kenzie Kleiner, 1 3-point field goal and two fouls. Lauren Robinson picked up two fouls. Callie Brandis, 4 field goals, 8 points and two fouls. Mia Thompson had a 6 point on a 2, a 3, and a 1. She was 1 for 2 from the free throw line and a single foul. Brooklyn Wakefield really got hot there and hit about, 3 threes on the night. 3 threes on the night and was 3 for 4 from the free throw line. That's a total of 16 points. And the leading scorer for tonight is Brooke Anderson, who had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 field goals, 2 3-pointers, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 20 points, basically, is what she had tonight. And so that's where we stand right now, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airman. The energy conservation specialist and a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game when we come back right after this 1 minute Lady Caper timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider: experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
All right, we're talking player of the game tonight, and when you've got a team that plays as a team, as this one did tonight, and really had some balanced scoring out there, there's lots to consider. There's defense, there's rebounds, there's blocked shots. All those things happened tonight for the Grants Pass Lady Cavers. But one stood out, and we'll talk about that when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
I'm going to spread this out a little bit differently than we normally do, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to single out Kleiner, Brandis, and Thompson for, their rebounding efforts and controlling the inside and their defensive efforts at the same time and their anticipation on where to be when. A perfect compliment to two of the big scorers tonight. Brooklyn Wakefield had a great offensive night. Her three was really falling. Had 16 points in the basketball game, but the player of the game tonight, and there's no question about it tonight, the floor leader, the heart and soul of the team, 8 field goals, 3 threes, or 2 threes, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, handled the ball, did rebound, did play defense up and down the floor. Brooke Anderson, certainly the player of the game tonight, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we'll wrap things up right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back. We were just looking to see if we could find a score on that Ida B. Wells McMinnville game, and it's not posted yet. So, and in fact, it had a later start than we did here. They started an hour later than we did. I can share with you, though, that Jesuit defeated Sheldon, eliminated Sheldon Knight, 26-point difference there, 56-30, the final score there. And Clackamas beat North Medford. So Sheldon and North Medford both out of the girls' tournament. 80-25 the final score. Clackamas over North Medford. Now it's Ida B. Wells ranked 30th and the number 3 team. McMinnville playing tonight. So we're anticipating making a trip to McMinnville on Saturday night. And I'm not sure that the time is listed yet. It is not to be determined. So at that point, we'll invite you to keep listening right here to KAJO Radio for all of that information. And we'll make our reservations and get up to McMinnville so you don't miss any exciting moment of that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure here to bring you the Lady Cavers game tonight, first playoff game of the season here. So for Ryan Diotti, Staffing Radio Control, executive producer is Carl Wilson. Additional statistics from Eag Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding the final score tonight. Lady Cavers 59 and the Barlow Bruins 27. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.
Thank you for listening to this OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 539,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championship. Your local Toyota dealers are proud to support the OSAA. Toyota, let's go places.